Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Radio.
Hey.
Yep, yep.
What is that?
Uh-huh. Radio. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Derek. Wow, wacky already.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Freaking 10 seconds into the show, it's good to see you, too.
Well, it's been a while.
It has been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So what are we going to talk about tonight on the show?
I got some weird news headlines.
Do you?
A man stole a bread truck and made some deliveries.
Okay.
Talk about that in the weird news.
All right. I'm going to talk about why Taco Bell is evil.
Yes. This is fantastic. We're always keeping you up to date on the Taco Bell news.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. We're here for you.
Let's see here. We've got a man that's playing a violin naked in front of a building on the streets.
Watch out for that bow. We'll be playing the game of the month.
Yes. And a
Google search game.
Oh, it was a Google search. Is it all play or?
It's an all play, yeah.
So it's us.
And whoever wants to play.
Okay, great.
Yeah, good times.
We've got a police officer that pulls over a driver who's smoking pot.
Okay.
And his answer is, yes, I'm smoking pot. We'll talk about more on that in the weird news.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to say?
Just tell him the way it is, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. And finally,
YouTube
beauty guru Jen Loves Reviews coming to us on the show at 7:30.
Oh, that's good stuff.
All that and more coming to you this week on The Derek and Kay Show. You ready to start the show?
I am, absolutely.
Press
let's do this.
The button, please. Mm-hmm.
This is The Derek and Kay Show.
Call The Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hola.
Cats.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter with his jalapeno.
Yeah, baby.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Woo!
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Please, I don't have to
flinch. I love a good day.
Woo!
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school.
Woo!
With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello, everybody.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is May 25th, 2014.
Don't forget the May fart.
And don't forget the May fart. Yeah, I guess that's a thing. We are over 250,000 listens and growing.
Yes.
Oh, and this is episode 169,
yes.
I do believe. We are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
This week, I am Fletchling.
Fletchling?
Yes.
Fletchling.
Yeah.
So that's a Pokemon. That's
yes.
Got to be a Fletchling. That's like a some kind of a bird Pokemon.
Yes, you
yes.
are right.
All right.
Go for that.
The winner is
Derek Kalish.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
There are many ways to keep up with the Derek and Kay Show. One being our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are also on SoundCloud. You can listen to highlights, high-quality highlights, I must add,
good
of
stuff.
Our funniest and most fantastic fun moments. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
And you can also call us when we are live at 661-467-2416. I also want to mention we're also on Vine.
Do love the Vine.
Yeah. And if you are listening live tonight for the first time, thank you for joining us. You can listen to all archived episodes, all 168, on blogtalkradio.com if you like. And you can subscribe on iTunes if you want to keep up with us every week also.
Yeah. And the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room.
Join our chat room.
Join
That's
our
fun.
Chat room. We got some fun stuff going on. RJ Gumby, I see, joining us in the chat room. He is coming to us from another another fabulous blog talk radio show called The Possum Hour, which broadcasts Mondays and the day after Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I bet you were expecting me to say Friday, right?
Well, yeah.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I had my fingers on both buttons just to see how which way it would go.
Okay, yeah.
Or as he was referred to last week as the gums.
The gums?
By Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, yeah, I heard
Look
that.
At the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Yeah. You know, I really have to say that I enjoyed last week's show.
Was it okay? Did we do an okay job?
Yeah,
Kay?
You guys did a great job. I listened to it on the way home from rehearsal, and it was really fantastic.
Because I know it's like your show and all, so I just want to make sure we do a good show.
I loved having Sarah co-host in my place.
Oh, that's good.
It was really fun.
We talked about that a while ago. See if we can keep bringing you new material every week if possible.
52 shows or more.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did. I think we had a good time. It was fun.
It was great.
I hope people enjoyed it. I think it was entertaining.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed calling in during the break.
That was pretty cool. Calling to your own show.
It was a little bizarre, but it worked.
Yeah.
You know. So how has your weekend been?
Well, my weekend, it's been...
Just holiday weekend.
It's been pretty good. Yeah, it's a holiday weekend.
Memorial Day.
And, I had plans. Unfortunately, I had a lot of plans, but... lovely plans, but they, things change kind of last minute, so.
Okay.
I had to, I'll tell you more about that after the show. You know about.
I know about
that.
Yeah,
stuff. Okay. Yeah. So I've been doing lots of things. I was calling for a dance last night.
Oh, was that fun?
Which was really fun.
Yeah, I saw some Facebook action.
And, a good amount of people turned up for that, and that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Some good music.
Yeah.
And, what else has been, I've been actually doing a little bit of work. Okay. Taking the opportunity to do some work. But I'm done now. Now
okay.
I have
oh,
now my
good.
Weekend's kind of beginning again.
Now, where were you where I saw the picture of the giant drink that you were holding that looked like a freaking fish?
Yes, bowl. that's that was delicious. So that is at that was a Friday night. Oh, okay.
Oh,
it's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Citizens Public House.
Where is that?
Just down two blocks
that's
that way.
Around the
I
corner.
Know you've been there before because I've seen you check in.
I have been to another
house. Not to be creepy, huh?
I have been to another, a different, yes. By the way, yes, stalker, creepy.
Well, look, we check in in our check-ins with each other. That's what
that's
we
true.
Do.
I've been to another Citizens Public House
mm-hmm.
in another location. Not that
really?
Particular one, yes.
I'm loving this place. It's like two blocks from here. Just walk down there.
So they serve
boom.
You a giant
that is a punch bowl.
Bowl.
That is a champagne punch bowl.
I could use a drink right now, though.
You know, I probably could, too.
Maybe like during the break we could do a little fun.
Get that going?
Yeah.
And
it's getting hot also. I'm taking off my hoodie.
Wow. All right.
So you were at the public house.
Yeah.
Having a giant drink.
I
assume
shared.
That that wasn't just for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of ice in there. You know, possibly I could maybe have that on my own. Maybe, but I think that's a thing you order with multiple people.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a champagne-based punch, and I forget what else is in there.
Okay.
Had mint leaves on it.
Nice.
Delicious.
On it or in it?
Kind of, it was kind of a garnish.
Okay.
It was lying, it was a floater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was sort of on top. That's why I said on.
Who were you with?
I was with, my good buddy and downstairs neighbor.
Oh, okay.
You know, Tom.
Yes,
yeah.
I know Tom.
Okay.
So were you guys eating and drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was eating
okay.
and drinking.
Okay.
I keep getting the same thing there. I love the sides, kind of like, I love all these meat places, you know, it's strange.
Are they a meat place?
Well, it's I think it's very heavy with the meat. Same
thing
with like Eastern Standard.
Place?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like their menu is really meat focused. And you know, me being a lifelong vegetarian.
There it is.
Got that out.
Got it in.
That's what she said.
And,
I was waiting for that.
And what was I? Oh, so they got sides, the mac and cheese. They
yes.
have like a hopped up, mac and cheese, chili.
Wow.
Mac and cheese.
Chili Mac?
No, no. What I'm trying to say is jalapeno.
Oh.
Jalapeno.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Yes. And
I love jalapenos, man.
And roasted Brussels sprouts.
Roasted Brussels sprouts?
Just
good.
Delicious.
Those are delicious.
Really good stuff.
Awesome.
And then that big drink, so I was happy for the night.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
You were all set.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll tell you some other things later, but.
Oh, okay. Wow. Off-air business. Okay. Off-air business. I can't wait to hear about that.
And then, some tennis. My weekends start, though, on Thursdays.
That's true.
Because I'm out dancing. Like, I'm out Thursday
you're
night.
Off on Friday.
Like, that's true.
It's
nope.
Oh,
well,
shit.
Temporary.
Damn it.
For most of the summer, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about you? How's your I saw on Facebook that, that it looks like you're actually having a weekend.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, my God, yes.
Which I thought was weird or different, new for you, because you're usually working.
Yes, it's awesome, because I worked two jobs all week, and it was like an all-day kind of thing every day. It was a lot of driving. Uh-huh. I drove like 1,000 miles this week. Back and forth, up and down 95, which was not fun.
Yeah, that could be pretty bad, because I know it's
kind of brutal.
It could be a little slow and go on the 95.
Yeah,
right?
Luckily I didn't run into too bad of a traffic situation most times, but let me tell you, it wasn't fun. But, you know, I got through it. It was fun. The job stuff was fun, but the driving was not fun. But yesterday I didn't get done from work until about 9 o'clock, so... I'm sorry. I'm talking about the day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday?
The F day.
No, that wasn't... Oh, the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
The day before yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not Saturday.
No.
Oh. I don't want this Saturday.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, so on the F day, I went... finally saw my boyfriend for the first time in, 2 weeks.
I am just listening.
It was very exciting. He came over, and we're watching some TV, and then yesterday, we went shopping at the mall, a little Memorial Day shopping, fun times.
Which mall is that?
We went to the Natick Collection.
Oh, my gosh, that place is crazy.
And let me tell you.
I go there every once in a while.
It was very exciting. You know, we went around. I went to Sephora, but inside a JCPenney.
That's weird.
It was weird. So I could use my JCPenney gift card, but it was Sephora, so I got the points. It was
Whoa.
Very exciting. It was like killing two birds with one stone.
That seems wrong.
It was awesome. And I bought something from Anthropologie, which was nice. I bought a little skirt that was on sale. And we were shopping around, but it was like 4 o'clock, and we had reservations at Abby Sushi.
They take reservations?
Yes.
That's all the way back east.
Yes, but we were hungry, so we decided that we needed to get a snack. Not to have lunch, but to get a snack. And unfortunately, we got our snack at Taco Bell. Now, let me tell you that Taco Bell has delicious food. But Taco Bell is evil because it makes you feel terrible afterwards. And I knew this going in. I had a feeling. I said to him, I kind of want some nachos, but am I going to feel bad later? And I said, I might, but I really want them.
Yeah.
And it should give you a clue of how bad they are when they only cost you like $2.50.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
So we got the nachos, and I think he got like a tacos or something, like a Dorito taco or something.
Right.
And we chowed down on it. I didn't even eat the whole portion because I was like, I can't eat the whole thing.
Wow.
Hours later, stomach
you're probably cramp, better off.
Nausea, the whole deal.
So you made a run for the border, didn't you?
Let this be a lesson to everyone out there. If you have any kind of sensitive stomach or IBS or anything like that, you should never, ever eat a Taco Bell. Not that you should be eating fast food anyway to begin with, because that's bad. But Taco Bell, very bad. Very, very bad.
Did it have you doubled over?
I laid down for a little bit.
Oh, you had to lie down.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad times. What happened in the chat room?
Did it go out? Did it just empty?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Was it all the fart sounds?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, so Taco Bell, Very
evil.
Bad.
Okay.
Evil.
Okay.
So, but anyway, we had fun shopping, and we went to all kinds of stores and tried on things. And
that's cool.
You know.
You probably would have been better off with the sushi. I feel like that's always a good feel.
Well, we got the sushi at night, so we had to postpone.
Oh, you went. Oh, you did. You did,
yes,
both.
We had to postpone our reservation.
You went around the world.
We were both feeling bad.
Okay.
So we postponed our reservation an hour and 15 minutes.
Uh huh.
And then we went there at, you know, at night.
Nice.
And we had our sushi and wine. It was tasty.
That place is great.
Yes.
I love me some, yes.
But we also went to Walgreens.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
She said it. That was pretty quick.
It was
15
awesome.
Minutes in. What'd you get at Walgreens?
I got some
Your
face.
Your favorite store.
Yeah.
You got some face?
I got some face wipes.
Face wipes.
Yeah. I like me some good face wipes.
Is that like a... Is that like a makeup remover or something?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure what
it's
that is.
It's a makeup remover and a cleanser at the same time. So you don't have to like get your face wet like an animal. You can just wipe your makeup off and it's amazing.
Oh, that's good.
And I got, because there was like a 2-for-1 dealie, so I got that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Was it Nice brand?
No, it was Yes to Cucumbers brand.
Yes to Cucumbers,
yes,
brand.
There's a Yes to Carrots, Yes to Tomatoes, Yes to Blueberries, Yes to Grapefruit, Yes to Carrots kind of thing. Going on.
I'm not sure
depending
what that
means.
Depending
on your skin type. I might get you hooked on it. I think I like it. I like the Yes to Carrots stuff.
Okay.
What else did I get from the Walgreens? Oh, we got some creamer.
Okay.
Half
like,
and half.
Like for the milk?
For
I
the
mean
coffee.
For the coffee?
Yeah, because we went in the morning.
Okay.
And milk for pancakes.
Nice.
And
was it Nice brand?
It was it was Nice brand, actually. Nice.
Get that jug of milk.
It was a little thing of milk because I don't drink dairy milk all that much. And
nice
jugs.
And, sorry, I don't know how.
Hey now.
I also got. What else did I get? I forget. It's mostly food related because we were going to get we got some turkey bacon for some reason.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah. Mm. That's not turkey sound.
Close enough, right?
They go gobble gobble gobble. They go.
That's pretty good.
That's a turkey sound.
It sounds like they're in this. Could be a bunch of them.
By the way, have you seen any turkeys around Boston? I've seen a
yes.
few. Isn't that weird?
Yes, wild turkeys.
Yes.
Also, some people, I've seen some turkeys, they're not using their turn signal. That was on the pike, though.
No, but I saw some wild turkeys, like, in Brookline, and the one I saw was, like,
they're big.
As big as me.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like it weighed as much as me, too, and I was terrified.
And they're, like, doing that slow walk.
Yeah, it's
and
creepy.
They're, just, like, they're, like, wide, too, which looks really weird.
They're huge. It makes me think about Thanksgiving instantly when I see a wild turkey.
Oh, boy.
Or drinking, because there's that, too.
Oh, turkey.
Wild turkey.
Wild turkey. What is that again? I don't think I have that.
Wild turkey?
Yeah, that, you might be right.
I think it is.
Yeah. Mm.
We should Google it.
Wild. Yes to turkeys. Yes. RJ Gumby says yes to turkeys. He's funny.
He is funny. I like it. Anyway, so I've also been doing some attending staging rehearsals for this opera I'm in that goes up in early June. And I guess I'm in the chorus and we're playing some servants. And so one of my duties in the opera is to put on my castmates' stocking.
Oh, I think I saw that somewhere.
It's really
I wasn't sure what that was all about.
Unless if you've ever tried to put on someone else's stockings, it's very awkward to do it in like a graceful fashion.
Yeah, it's much easier to take them off.
Yes.
Yes.
I wouldn't know from experience.
Okay. So you only put them
maybe
on.
Maybe you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I only put them on. I don't have to take them off of somebody else. But it's very tricky.
So you've been doing this lots of times.
Yes. I'm getting kind of good at it.
How is it? Like, how's the setup on it? Like, is this like person like seated?
They're seated, and they just stick their foot out, and I put the stockings on.
Huh.
It's very awkward, but fun. And then in one scene, I'm used as like
That's
a human
really
shield, which is also fun.
What do you get? What's something being thrown at you?
There's a fight scene.
There's a fight?
Yeah, there's a fight.
Wow, and you get hit or something?
I don't get hit, but I get thrown into another person.
That sounds like it could be potentially dangerous.
It's fun.
Huh.
This is what opera is all about. Yes, turkeys. Oh, and I saw some footage from the new Super Smash Brothers game on on my Wii U today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ready?
The Lil Mac is a playable character.
Really?
Yes.
That's my Mingering Mike, I think, is what you're thinking of.
Lil Mac. And also, also I saw that that you could play like a villager from Animal Crossing.
Yes, that looks amazing.
And a person from Wii Fit.
Yeah, Wii Fit. I've seen all those videos.
I saw the taunting that one of them was like doing push-ups as a taunt.
Yeah, she like works out.
I think that's hilarious.
She's kind of cute. I would play her.
You would play her?
She looks like
a neutral person.
It's kind of funny, though, I think. And the villager is really funny because that looks like that, like, kill, like, beat the crap out of you, like a shovel. Like, he'll dig a hole and something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of that action.
And he does, like, some weird deflecting thing.
Oh, really?
He does look pretty badass for a little, you know, Animal Crossing character.
Well, Animal Crossing is awesome. But I can't wait.
It's pretty good.
When it comes out and Pikachu comes out.
Of course.
Is that when you're going to buy a Wii U? Is when that comes out?
I guess I would have to.
Yeah.
How's the TV viewing on that? You got all the stuff on there?
You know what? I have not messed with it because I have an Apple TV,
right,
which makes it obsolete. It is just a game system for me.
Okay. I heard their TV stuff is pretty good because you got the whole screen thing, so you could look on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like the interface is supposed to be pretty good.
Well, I like being able to control my TV with the gamepad,
yeah,
which is nice.
Cool.
I can turn up the volume, or I can change the input, so I can turn it back and forth to, like, the Apple TV or the Wii U.
That's pretty sweet.
Because, you know, I don't watch the cable.
No, I don't either. I don't even watch TV. I don't even know why I'm asking that. I haven't turned the TV on in, like, 2 months.
Well, I watch the TV all the time.
Yeah. I don't even know why I have a TV.
I'm watching the Apple TV. I love it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I feel like I don't know how to do the show anymore. I've been gone for a week.
Really? It's been 2 weeks? You're not sure? Well, I think we're doing pretty good so far.
Are we doing okay?
They'll tell us in the chat room if we need to be doing something else. we got a few folks in there,
yeah,
which is good. Yeah, 2159, one of my favorites. Hello to you.
Hopefully they're all waiting for Jen.
I got a shout-out.
What do you got? You got a shout-out?
You
got a chat room shout-out?
I got a chat room shout-out.
Okay.
No. You know what today is?
What is today?
Today is Casey Smith's birthday.
Happy birthday, Casey. I didn't know that.
From Nothing Ventured with Mike and Casey.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I wrote down here because...
How old is she today, 12?
I believe... I don't know if she'd like that or not.
Everyone's younger than us.
The beautiful and talented Casey Smith. She was on our show episode 103.
Was that 103?
103, which is like February.
Holy crikey. That was a long time ago.
Of last year.
Or we've just done a lot of shows since then.
We've done a lot of shows.
We should have her back on.
I was going to say that.
That was very fun.
She was a lot of fun. It's a fun show.
Episode 103 is worth listening to again, for sure.
Absolutely. She's good people. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Casey. Oh, that's awesome. And it's towel day. RJ Gumby says, what does that mean, towel day?
I've seen
day?
Some of the photos on Facebook, people wearing towels.
What does that mean? Does that mean you're supposed to wear a towel,
yeah,
or just appreciate a towel?
I think it's, I don't know, people are walking around in towels. I'm not doing that, obviously.
I used a towel today.
I did use
does
a towel.
Count?
I showered and used one. Yeah.
I also showered and used a towel.
Good.
It's very fun.
That's good.
Actually, it's not that fun to use a towel, I don't think. It's just a very functional. You're getting dry, you know.
Yeah. There's nicer towels than others.
That's true.
You get those ones that are like those really rough ones.
Do you have any rough towels?
Like the sandpaper, you know, when you're drying off. No, I get some decent ones. I definitely have some decent ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I only have like 4 towels. Because why do I need more towels? Because I live in a box.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of others. You never know when you got some guests, you know, maybe unexpected guests, things like that.
That's true.
It's always good to have the extra towels.
Well, you know, I guess I only need like 2 extra towels, maybe.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I don't need any more towels. What is your cat doing, by the way?
He's really trying to get into the show. Like,
I mean, I know that's visual. The listeners can't see that, but it's very strange.
He's really trying to get in on the show, like right up in all this hardware and stuff. It's not a good idea. It's really bad, actually.
Mm-hmm. I still want to take advantage of some of those Memorial Day sales, but I just am so lazy. I don't want to go out shopping. I want to do it online.
I might want some new tennis shoes.
Oh, new tennis shoes.
Because I've been the big... What, you play?
Not tennis shoes. They're the same thing as sneakers to me.
Oh, no. These are only worn for the tennis.
Oh, I heard you had your first game of the season.
I did. Yeah, it was a good time.
How was that?
Oh, it was great.
Who did
you play with?
Did you play with James?
No, I have not.
What you trying to say, Kay?
Unfortunately, I haven't played with James yet, but we're gonna hook something up soon.
I'm trying to get James to get back on the show.
That would be great. Yes.
I played that segment for Eve last night. He thought it was hysterical.
Oh, when we're recording
the voiceover,
him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
What you trying to say, Kay?
If you want to hear where that clip comes from, just go to the SoundCloud. I think it's called like James After Show Voiceover or some Session or something like that.
That's right.
It's got to be, it's only like 8 minutes or something, but it's awesome.
And it's when he gave us this that we actually use sometimes.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, that was the better of the bunch.
Was that the best of the bunch?
I think that was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the best that we could use.
So did you hear that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian got married yesterday?
Yes, I saw some funny stuff.
The Kim Ye wedding, and Beyonce didn't go. Beyonce and Jay-Z didn't go, and they snubbed
boy.
Him.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There's some drama. I saw stuff all over Facebook, but I didn't really get into it. I'm just reading the headlines alone were like enough for me. I was like, I didn't need to read it. But
I was on Twitter for
know,
like an
good.
Hour
yeah.
yesterday looking at like stuff about the stupid Kim Ye wedding. She wore like this long sleeve dress, and I saw like a little shot of her from the side, and I saw like the ginormous
ass. I'll
have
to look at pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got that big, yeah.
I'm
definitely.
Wondering why she's wearing the long sleeves.
Must be some. I don't know.
Like, what's up with that?
She's trying to cover something up?
I don't know.
Got some bad something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She had the junk in the trunk going, though, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got that big.
But Kanye likes that.
He's, well, of course
he
does.
Yeezus.
Right?
He likes that. Do you think that she says Yeezus in bed?
I don't know. I don't know what to say to that.
Would that be awkward or cool for him?
Huh. Well, he's into, I really can't say. I really can't say.
Because I didn't see that, like, Kim Kardashian's sex tape. Was that, did you see it?
No, is this on Netflix or?
I don't think it's on Netflix, but I think it's on the interweb.
Like that. I don't know.
We can Google it, right?
we could look for it on the line, yeah.
Who was she having sex with anyway?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm disappointed in my life because I haven't seen any celebrity sex tapes. I haven't seen the Kim Kardashian sex tape. I haven't seen the Tommy Lee sex tape, and I heard that one was a show.
I'm not familiar. Where do people see all this stuff?
On the internet.
All right, we'll have to take a look.
I got it.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe after the show.
Maybe after the show.
Okay.
Not live.
All right.
Oh, geez,
well, we got
know.
A million things to do. We got to make some drinks, maybe.
We do need some drinks.
And we're gonna have an interview after the. The commercial. See, I don't know how to do the show anymore. I've been gone a week.
You can
forget
you can do
about
it.
It.
You know, you lined this all up.
All right.
You got it.
Okay, good.
It's okay.
All right. Stay tuned after the break.
Yes.
For Jen Loves Reviews.
Nice. We'll be right back.
We'll
after
be
this.
Right back. You walk right by, falling hard and you're taking me under. I can't help but try. Things are messy, haunting my mind. Give me one more time. Give me one more sign. No, they always say true love's gotta set them free. Yeah, maybe I'll get.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Thinking about having children, but worried about how it will affect you?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble.
Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com.
9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you are completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Kay loves Walgreens so much. Will she talk about it on the show? Find out tonight.
Do you have too many shelves? Don't know what to do with them? Well, now it's time to put your worries on the shelf. Introducing Shelf Shelves. Shelf Shelves are made exclusively for shelving shelves, and each Shelf Shelf shelves up to 12 shelves per shelf.
That's a lot of shelves.
Shelf Shelves saved my life. I really wanted to kill my shelf.
Don't get stuck with unshelved shelves. Buy Shelf Shelves today, and do your shelf a favor.
This is the Darren King K Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
The crash, the rumble, the fall, the tumble, the huge colossal, the snap, the fumble.
Hey, yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back. If this is your first time listening, welcome. You can visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and highlights. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and we are also on Vine. And also check out some of our sound clips on SoundCloud. There are some really high quality, not high quality content, but high sound quality.
Yeah, good sound
clips
quality.
On there. The high quality comedy is to be judged by you. You can also call us right now at 661-467-2416 for about 59 more minutes.
Nice.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
You know, I think I heard this song in another commercial, like a national commercial. Yeah.
It's a good tune, right?
It is a good tune.
And all of our music's up on our show notes, so if you want to know what this is,
I
you
like
can check
this.
That out there. It's The Crash.
I like it a lot.
I don't know how you say that.
Wait, let me see. I don't know how to say it either.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one. But
not
check
even
it out.
Gonna try.
Check it out in show notes. All our music information is there. You can check that out.
And I'm normally very brazen about that, but you know what? And plus, I don't have my glasses on. Let's
oh, you don't,
see.
You don't have
Maybe
the
I'll give it
on.
Another shot. Here we go. Ray is okay. You know the glasses?
They don't actually help. Okay.
Okay. Well, we didn't get to make the drink.
No, they're half made.
They
There's
are?
Ice. I just got to pour some things in there. But
oh, okay.
We'll get to that.
We'll
get to that.
Anyway, joining us on the air right now is YouTube beauty guru and more like YouTube beauty subscription box guru, Jen from Jen Loves Reviews. How are you, Jen? Can you hear us?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey.
Oh, I'm great. I'm pumped. I'm so excited about this.
Awesome. We're so glad to have you. We were watching some of your videos before the show started.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
Fabulous. I'm glad you're enjoying them.
Awesome. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about your channel and what you do, because not all of them are familiar.
Basically, mostly I do makeup reviews and subscription box openings. Subscription boxes are really cool because you never know what you're going to get. It's just a total mystery. I have ones that I purchase, and I have ones that companies send to me, and I just open them up on camera and show you what I get and show you my first impressions of what I've gotten, and that's always kind of neat because especially like I get one that comes from Korea, and you know, they sent me this giant face mask that looked like Psy that sang Gangnam Style.
Whoa.
So it's like you never know what you're going to get, so it's really fun. And then the makeup reviews are all, you know, really just my personal opinions about what I think about them, so people know whether they need to go out and buy them or not.
Cool. And how long have you been doing this? How old is your channel?
My channel is about 2 years old. I started it's actively making videos October 2 years ago. So coming up on 2 years of actively creating videos for this channel.
Wow, that's a little while. How many videos are there?
A lot. over 200, I think. It
awesome.
Takes a really long time to build up a channel. I mean, as you all know, being you know building up your Blog Talk Radio audience, it just takes a long time for people to even find and figure out that you're there. So, you know, I just and this is the thing is I just really love making the videos, and the people that subscribe to my channel and that comment on my videos are so awesome. And I just have so much fun you know, talking to them. That's really the best part of it for me is just seeing their reaction to the things that I'm saying and seeing.
That's awesome. So how did you decide to start it? How does one go about like deciding to start a YouTube channel about beauty and makeup and subscription boxes?
Well, I actually had a YouTube channel back in 2006, right when YouTube first started. Totally different channel. It was more like vloggy style, you know, things about me and my life, and I didn't have kids at the time. And, you know, it was a very small community back then, and I really had a lot of fun with that channel. I mean, I did a video where it was like my chin talking, like, and I had like a dress on it with like a little clay nose. And you ever see those chin talking things where
his
face is upside down? And
oh, right.
So that was my very, very first YouTube video back in 2006. I'm not going to go into it. It's crazy. But anyway, so it was just kind of just random. And when I had my daughter, and I just could not handle with an infant doing videos anymore. And then I had my son and still could not handle it. When he got a little bit older, I was like, you know what, I really want to get back on YouTube. But vlogging is kind of really, really hard to get an audience for. You know, people don't really care what's going on in your life most of the time. So I had to find something else. And I was watching Marlena, who runs Makeup Geek TV. It's a YouTube channel. She was amazing, and she was really my inspiration for starting a beauty channel. I've always loved makeup. I actually used to do theater like you do opera. I used to do theater in high school and right after high school, and I always did the makeup for everybody. So that was kind of, you know, where that started, and I've just always loved makeup, so it just kind of developed into there.
Awesome. Yeah, theater
and
makeup.
Subscription back thing was just kind of an accident.
Oh, really?
How did that happen?
Because I think I
that
feel
was
like...
kind of an accident.
I accidentally
kind of stumbled on that.
They're huge.
It's huge. I mean, there's so many companies that, like, I've never gotten, and I've opened probably about 20 different boxes. And you know, basically, and even at one time, I saw so many people were doing box openings, I actually said in a video, I'm not doing box openings anymore because everybody's doing them, and they're, you know how many times you need to see the same thing open? And then I had companies starting to tell me they wanted to send me their boxes, and I was like, oh, okay. So then all of a sudden, my channel just filled up with all these subscription boxes to the point where my subscribers were like, Jen, you need to lay off the subscription box. We need to see something else from you. This is kind of ridiculous. But yeah, that's kind of how that started and why that's going the way it is. So I'm trying to calm down the subscription boxes right now. It's just out of control.
Oh no, I like it.
What's some of the, like, what's like the best thing you got in one of those subscription boxes? Maybe you got a video that has all that clearly, but what have you found?
I don't have a video about that. That's actually an excellent idea, Derek. Oh, I'm going to do that.
There we go. You're giving our video ideas. I like it.
Yeah.
I know, right? Actually, in my last Korean subscription, they sent us a face cleanser, and it's made from caviar, and it's a $72 value.
Oh, my God.
This giant full-size face cleanser made out of caviar. Yeah, it's crazy, and it's only a $23 subscription, and that was just one item out of, like, six in the box.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Bonus.
Bonus Jonah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So I know that Derek is a guy, but do you,
that's true.
But there are
Thanks
men's subscription boxes. Do you? Now,
yeah.
I know your
yes.
husband gets a few of those. Tell us about a few of those, because Derek, I don't think Derek knows anything about them.
I know about a few. I know I'm familiar with Nature Box.
Oh,
is
Nature
it,
Box.
Isn't that one right
that
there?
Like a man's box, is it?
But no, it's not a man's box. But it's, you know, it's like a snack box.
Yeah, it's a snack box.
Yeah, Nature Box.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else?
Well, one that we haven't ever reviewed that he gets is Dollar Shave Club. That one's a really good one to start you off, because it only costs you $1 and you get this really snazzy razor. Or you can bump it up and get fancier razors if you want to pay more than $1.
I actually got a 6-month dealie with Amazon. I get my stuff sent every 6 months.
Oh, but
shave.
That's not fun. You don't get a surprise.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe I'll check out one of these other ones.
Isn't
though.
There a man's Birchbox?
What's this?
Yes. Yes, Birchbox was one of the original subscription boxes for women, where they mail it to you every month, just random beauty samples. And it's $10 a month, and then it was so popular that they created the men's version of it. That one's actually $20 a month, but they'll send, like, T-shirts and socks and all kinds of stuff in the men's one, along with, you know, skincare. And my husband got, like, a beard. I think they call it, like, a beard lube or something. I mean, it was, like, his weird name, but it was, like, a beard softener. You know, all kinds of stuff for men and their personal care.
Interesting.
They make beard softeners?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had no idea.
It's not like just like conditioner.
Thankfully, Kay, we don't need to worry about beard softener. We're good on that.
Well, not all of us need to worry about beard softeners. You never know about some ladies out there.
Hopefully not softener. Maybe just the Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, that might do you some good. I can't imagine that would just be not like conditioner in a tube,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, a little.
Beard softener.
Relabeled conditioner, maybe.
Yeah. Marketing. Just, it's all about the marketing.
Yeah, yeah, it might be just a gimmick.
Huh. I had no idea. I like the idea of getting something. Like, sometimes you don't think, you know, I'm probably, especially for guys, they might not be thinking they need to go run out and get something, but all of a sudden you got something that shows up, so you're all set.
I love that.
That's the best thing about that, huh?
Clothing subscriptions for men as well. So men that just don't like to go to the mall and go shopping. There's a one that he does called Bombfell, and they just send you clothes. Well, first you get to check them out online and see whether you even want them to send them to you. And if you think you want to try them on, they send them to you. And if you don't like it, you send it back postage paid.
Wow. So if you don't like it, you just put it in the mail, send
That's
it back,
good.
You don't have to do anything.
I think I've seen them all over Facebook.
Oh, really?
Maybe I'm making something up.
Huh.
They got those nice
You've
dress
seen it
pants.
On Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know about that. Well, my favorite, well, I only get one box because, you know, I can only afford to get one box a month, and I get BoxyCharm. I think, I feel like that
BoxyCharm.
One is,
BoxyCharm?
Yeah, I feel like that one is the best. What do you think, Jen?
Wow.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite right now. That's I mean, I think it's the most bang for your buck.
Yeah.
I think that they kind of repeat the same brands over and over, but if that doesn't bother you, then that's a great one because it's always close to $100 worth of products, and it's only $21 a month.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all. I love that. So why?
Yeah, and they always send makeup items.
Yeah, they're my favorite, and I just saw the little BoxyCharm preview. I'm not going to say anything. On the radio, but
don't tell me. Try to look. Don't tell me.
I know, but you're going to be super excited. I'm just going to say that.
Okay. Okay. Well, now I'm really excited. Now I want to go look. Oh, you're killing me.
I know. I'm like killing you, but I just saw the preview like on Friday or something. Oh, I'm sorry, Derek.
It's Friday.
But it looks pretty good. Anyway, so I wanted to ask you, because you are a YouTube beauty guru, and I'm saying this with quotes because I know in your other videos you've talked about it's kind of a silly term, why they are so popular on YouTube. I see new people popping up all the time. I see people with, like, millions of subscribers. I see people with, like, hundreds of thousands of subscribers and tens of thousands of subscribers, like yourself. Why do you think they are so popular?
I think part of it is that there's a big audience for it because there's a lot of deceptive marketing in makeup where it looks like it's really cool because of the packaging, and then you get it home and it just doesn't work at all. And return policies for makeup are hit and miss. Like at Target, you cannot return makeup. You buy it, you keep it. So that's $10 out of your pocket. And it's hard to trust beauty magazines because you don't know if they were paid to put that in their magazine. So when you've got an honest face behind a beauty product saying, hey, I've tried this and this is something that worked for me or didn't work for me, it's a lot more reliable than, you know, trusting a beauty magazine or just looking on the shelf. And plus, there's so many products out there. I don't even know how many different types of different products. I mean, how do you even choose? And if you go to the beauty aisle, it's so overwhelming to look around and have no idea what in the world you should get. So I think that's a big driving force behind it. And I think the other thing is the people who want to create the videos. I think that people get on in for that reason because they want to look for advice on beauty products. And they're like, oh, man, that looks like so much fun. I could totally do that like I did. You know, when I saw Marlena, I was like, I could do that. Like, that's something that I could do. I enjoy makeup. I love sharing my opinions. So that's something that I would love to do. And because the audience is out there and because people are seeing others being really successful with it and because it's a lot of fun, I think that's why it's growing so big.
Yeah, it's I feel like it's really huge. I just stumbled onto the whole genre by accident. But I got to admit, I've been really enjoying watching the videos, just sitting, you know, with a cup of coffee, just watching people put on makeup. It sounds really weird, but I love it.
Yeah, I think it's our version of people watching other people play video games.
Nice.
And it is probably a good
idea. There's so many gaming channels. I mean, why would you want to sit and watch someone play a game that you've played a million times? Because you want to see how they did it and the choices that they made. It's the same thing with makeup. You put on your makeup every day. Why would you want to watch someone else do the makeup? Because you want to see the choices that they made and how they did it and see if there's anything you would like to the way that you do your makeup routine. And, you know, when it comes down to it, women put on makeup because they love the way it makes them look and the way it makes them feel. So if they can find a new new way of doing it, it might change their, you know, perception of how their face looks and maybe internally making them feel happier or more confident or something along that line.
Cool. Now, we talked about
good stuff.
What you're, you know, that I will have we see, I think BoxyCharm is maybe the most satisfying of those boxes. What has been the most disappointing, in your opinion, of all of the boxes that have been sent?
You know, I pride myself on honesty, and I feel really bad when I call out, you know, different ones that I was not a big fan of. This is the thing, though, is that if just because it wasn't my favorite doesn't mean that it's not a good subscription. It doesn't mean that nobody should try it. But I just personally didn't have luck with a few of them. One of them was called Lucid Box. Was not my favorite. It was two jewelry items, and I just didn't feel like the quality was really there. That one was sent to me for promotion, but I did say, like, this necklace looks a little bit cheap, you know. And it was like $30 a month for two jewelry items, and it just wasn't, you know, up to par for me. So that, I think, was the most disappointing one. And honestly, Birchbox has not always made me happy, even though that one's super popular, just because the samples are so small. And compared to BoxyCharm and the other big one, Ipsy, which is another huge one that's a $10 subscription, compared to those, I think Birchbox needs to kind of step it up a little bit to kind of compete with those two.
Yeah, I hear a lot of up and down about Birchbox.
Birchbox?
Yeah.
Like the tree? Okay.
Like the tree.
I'm sorry. I haven't heard of some of these, and I was just wanting to know.
No, because you're a dude.
That's right.
And they're all pretty much the same thing. It's just what that company sends you may be different. Where Birchbox sends smaller samples and sometimes more luxury samples. Like, they may send you a sample of $150 perfume. You know, but it's kind of like, am I going to buy the full size $150 perfume? Probably not, you know.
Right. So what have any of your friends stumbled across your videos? What do your friends and family think?
I actually told my coworkers because I didn't want anybody to stumble across it. I'm a fourth grade teacher.
Ah.
And my students at this point don't know. I'm waiting for one of them to stumble across it, and I'll just kind of shrug my shoulders. And yeah, I've kind of alluded to it. They all know about my obsession with nail polish and makeup and all of that. I've told them all that. They just don't know I have a YouTube channel. They've begged me for my Instagram username, and I've told them absolutely not. My coworkers are very supportive. One of my coworkers' daughters watches my videos all the time, and she's great. My family, my mother barely watches my own videos.
She watches them, but
she just doesn't have an interest, you know? I mean, I think it's one of the things you kind of have to have an interest in, and no one else in my family really has any interest in it at all. So it's okay. I don't mind.
That's okay. No one listens to our show, right, Derek?
Yeah, that's kind of true. They don't listen. Yeah. Well, what can you do?
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Also,
people just have to have an interest.
Yeah. I think you have to have an interest, I think. But I also saw that you guys did the disgusting jelly bean challenge, just like Derek and I did on our show. How was that experience for you guys? Except you did it with your whole family.
It was interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of pointed because I wanted to get the kids' faces on there because I wanted to see what their faces would be like. And I knew if I did it off camera, I wouldn't get it to be able to replay their faces over and over again. So I wanted to get it on camera, and I figured that was the best way to get it on camera was just put it up on the YouTube channel. And it was pretty priceless. I've got a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, and the 2-year-old with the skunk spray was just priceless. the hand over the mouth and the throw up face, it was amazing. And my daughter still talks about the rotten egg one. She does not. Every time we mention Disney's, oh, that rotten egg one was terrible. Every time.
I had all the
fun. We had a great time.
I had dog food.
The dog food one was really bad. Did you have that one? Did you taste that one?
No, my husband got the dog food one.
It was horrible. And I got all the
actually. Go ahead.
I got rotten egg also, and baby wipes, and...
Instead of coconut?
Yes.
Okay.
It was horrible. And what else did I get that was bad? Oh, boogers. I got that one. I got all the bad ones.
That was terrible.
I came out okay. It wasn't that bad for me.
You only got two bad ones,
although
right?
The dog food almost brought me to my knees. It was really bad.
Fell down when I ate the dog food one.
You know, it's funny. My husband is kind of an eccentric personality, and we did a BarkBox opening, which is a subscription box for dogs. And he eats the dog treats occasionally if he thinks that they sound delicious.
Wait a minute.
And
what?
He takes He'll eat the dog treats if they sound delicious in the bark box. He'll try it. And he did that on camera, the one bark box we have on there. He ate one of the treats. But wow. He got the dog food jelly bean, and he couldn't handle it. He
the dog
it was horrible.
Jelly
I didn't get it.
Was horrible.
It really was bad, yeah.
It was like the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Did you get the skunk spray one, though?
Yes, I thought it tasted kind of chocolatey.
I don't
really?
Remember that. I don't think
yeah.
I got that one.
Maybe I got a dud. Maybe I got a bad one.
No, you got lucky is what it sounds like.
Well, I also removed the vomit beans from the game prior to us playing. That was going to be a game changer, and I couldn't put that one in our mix.
Yeah, that probably would have been worse than the dog food, I'm guessing. But
did you have that one? That was bad.
No, No, I know. Yeah, I did. I did have the vomit one. That was pretty nasty. You know which one I thought my daughter was actually going to enjoy was the booger one. You know, she's six.
Yeah, that's what they eat all the time, right?
But she didn't enjoy it. I was right. Shocked.
It was salty. I had that one.
It was salty.
It was really salty and disgusting. Well, next, yes. I think you guys should do the baby food challenge.
Oh my gosh, that was so weird too.
Oh, we should totally do that. I've done that at baby showers before, the baby
oh,
food
have?
Challenge.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Baby shower.
All right.
It's so gross. So, it's disgusting. Don't eat the green ones. The
no?
Green ones
it's
no.
always some kind of pea or something,
peas
right?
Peas or spinach.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Well, I came across your channel when searching for, like, I think I did some sort of YouTube search where it was like making money on YouTube and like what the deal was and what the honest truth was. And there was a really honest video that you posted about the YouTube beauty community and how, you know, it really wasn't as nice as it might seem on the outside. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that people, you know, the more subscribers you get, I think this isn't just in the beauty community. I think it's on YouTube in general, where, you know, it's almost like a society, like a ranking system. And the more subscribers you get, the more valuable you're seen to be. And I think subscribers almost contribute to that sometimes in idolizing and the comments that they'll put. Like, I'm starting to get a few of them like, oh, my goodness, Jen, you're so amazing. I want to be just like you and all that. And I can see that it could get to some people's heads sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just went to IMAX, which was the International Makeup Artist Trade Show in New York City, and some of the girls that were there that were some of the bigger names were kind of a little, I don't know, like, it seemed like almost like they're like, hi, nice to meet you, almost like they were a celebrity.
Mm.
And, you know, it's kind of like that, I think, sometimes on YouTube where, you know, it's like they just don't have the interest or the time or they just don't, I don't know, they're not really interested in interacting with their subscribers. I mean, and I guess that's not really a horrible thing. I mean, if you don't have the time to interact with people, I mean, if you're there to share, if that's not your purpose for being on YouTube is to interact with people, I guess that's fine. As long as you're not condescending toward people, I think that, you know, it's fine. But, you know, I don't know. I just wish... I guess it's just because of my personal perspective. I just love interacting with my subscribers, and everyone thinks that their own perspective is the right one. So, right. You know, I don't know. I guess it's just it's hard to break down, you know, as far as what the deal is with that. I mean, I think as I get more subscribers, kind of understand a little more, kind of as far as not commenting as much on people, you know, when people comment, not commenting back. Because it's really difficult getting 150 comments on a video and commenting back to every single one, and then 2 days later, getting another video, 150 comments, commenting back to every single one. I can't imagine thousands of comments. It's just,
right.
You know, that's impossible. But I think it would be nice if they commented back to at least a few people, you know, some select people here and there, just they're there and listening and looking at the comments.
Right, because I feel like the subscribers, you know, want to feel like they have some sort of connection to the video and the person making the video just because, you know, they can, and it makes them feel like they're real people too. But maybe if they don't subscribe or comment, then it makes them feel like they're a celebrity and they don't, I don't know.
Yeah. It could be like a community if it works out.
Yeah.
They changed their, didn't change their policy.
What are you talking about?
Was it like last year or somewhat recently, I guess in the whole scheme of YouTube the policy about how signing up and things like that. Didn't a lot of things change?
Oh, I don't know.
For people that are, you know, big YouTube people.
I don't know. I know they changed over to Google Plus. That's not what you're talking about, right?
Well, I know that changed. I thought there were some big changes as far as, like, subscribers and things like that, but
We don't do that, so I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
Huh? Well, how many subscribers do you have? You have like a in the tens of thousands?
About 12,000.
That's 12,000. Awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of people.
They don't all watch, though. I guarantee they don't all watch.
Why do you think that?
Well, when you could see your views.
Oh,
so, you know, I get about, you know, between 1,500 and 5,000 on average views per video.
Mm.
Which I'm really happy that many people are enjoying my videos. I mean, that just, you know, it makes me feel good that people like my videos are enjoying them. And I really do appreciate every comment that I get. I mean, they really make me smile every day. Like, if I didn't have people commenting on my videos telling me that they enjoyed it, even just one person, like, I don't know how, I probably wouldn't make them anymore.
Right, right.
The subscribers and people who comment are just so sweet. And I've developed friendships with some of the subscribers. You know, they're just wonderful people. We email back and forth and we YouTube message back and forth and talk about their lives and things they're going through. And, you know, they're just really great people.
That's awesome. How many of the subscribers have you met in person?
Not many. Maybe five.
Oh, okay.
Not too many. Not too many. I'm not big enough to do meetups or anything yet. It's like nobody would show up.
Oh.
Not yet, but yeah. We're going to get there, right?
We'll see. I mean, in the end, it will be nice to have more subscribers and all that, but it's really not. I mean, if I just keep where I'm at, and I said that in that video that you're talking about, if I just stay where I'm at, I'm totally happy with where my channel's at and the people that I'm talking to, because that my goal really is the communication, and I really love the social aspect of it. So if my channel doesn't really even grow from here, it's really not that big of a deal. If it does, great. If it doesn't, whatever, you know. It is what it is. I mean, it's as long as I feel like I'm putting my heart into it and giving out honest information that people can trust, that's what's important to me.
Cool. Well, I really love your channel, and I watch almost all your videos. I really enjoy how real you are and how funny and charming
you
are.
Thank you.
So I think that other people should subscribe, too. And, do you have any favorite YouTubers that you feel like are underrated and people should subscribe to?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're getting to me. Let me think. Okay. How many people that are underrated? There's so many. Oh, gosh. Now it's like all my friends are like, talk about me. I don't know. Kristen Gain is wonderful for people that are, you know, moms and older, like in the, you know, 30s, 40s. She's really, really good. She's very articulate. It's KristinGehm. She's amazing as far as her reviews and her quality of her videos, and she is just such a sweetheart. There's one, Lori. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. It's something French, Jolic. Oeur. She's really, really good. She's beautiful. She does a lot of reviews, tutorials, stuff like that. People that want to save a lot of money, my friend Annette, her name is A1 Nettie, A1NETTIE, and then she just changed it, and now it has a 2.0 after it. She had to change her channel, but she's really good. She puts up a lot of like couponing hauls. So, like, if you want to save money, like how people do, like, those tricks where they end up getting money back when they go to Walgreens, like,
crazy.
She's the girl for that.
Walgreens.
Oh, there we go. Now you're talking my language.
She's amazing. Like, she shows how she does that and how she gets, like, 50 shampoos for a dollar, you know? Like, it's just, she's amazing. So those are just a couple, but there's so many of them, so many of them. And on the side of my channel, I always have a few of my favorite people that I'm watching. When you go to my personal channel, I always have a little highlighted list of some of my favorite subscriptions right now.
Awesome. Well, yeah, because I think that there's some great stuff on YouTube that people, you know, should check out. And it takes, I think, sometimes somebody else to say, here, watch this person, because, you know, it's really hard to find people sometimes. But, yeah, I like to give a little love to underrated people.
That's good.
On YouTube.
And it helps a lot of other people out. You know, it's informative.
Yeah.
You know, like talking about products and things like that, it's always nice to go check out something on YouTube and you can see exactly what that is and what the person thinks about that product. So. It's always helpful. I mean, that's what I mean, I'm a guy. I'm not wearing much makeup.
But you like to watch unboxing videos of, like electronics, right?
Well, I have watched a few. I'm not, like, a regular. Personally, I think those things are kind of squirrely, but.
Squirrely?
I can see how, like, this makeup thing, you want to see how this particular piece of makeup, whatever it is, works.
Well, I get tips
so,
because
that's
like
good.
I'm not really good at it. So I was I'm watching it for the tips.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not really good at putting on makeup, but I'm getting better. I'm getting some practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the practice, really. It really is. Like anything, it's all about the practice, whether you're, you know, learning to play a game or you're learning to play soccer, or you're learning to put on makeup or you're, you know, anything. It's all about the practice. It took me a year to learn how to do winged liner. I finally got it.
Oh, yeah. Yours was good. I saw that.
Video. Yeah, that's the thing that goes like this?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks good.
You just did a gesture the listeners can't see, but yeah. Yes, that's good.
Maybe it looks like I was trying to say something else, but I don't think...
That's not nice. Why would that happen? All right. Well, I think we have a call. We have a question for you. No, we don't. Somebody's just listening.
Oh, they might be just listening?
If you have a question,
I am just listening.
You have to press 1.
Oh, now they did. Let's see if they have a question.
Oh, okay. All right. We have a question.
Could be a prank. Could be a question. We'll see. You never know.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
Hello? Hi, it's Steffi Lori from Canada. I watch you all the time, Jen. We talk
Hi,
sometimes.
Stephanie. I know who
how
you are.
How are you?
Good. How
I'm
are
so
you?
I'm so excited that this is happening for you. I have a question, though. Okay, because I'm starting to get into, because we've talked about how I don't, the makeup thing is new and everything. I'm starting to go high-end a little bit, bought a little bit from the Balm, whatnot. If I had to pick one high-end high-shadow palette, what would you suggest?
Are you looking for neutrals or are you looking for colors?
Neutrals.
Probably neutrals. Are you, do you know if you're a warm skin tone or a cool skin tone?
I think I'm going to say warm.
Is your skin more pinky or more yellowy?
Like I'm
or
olive.
Like olivey.
Kind of, yeah.
Olivey, okay.
Yeah.
Do you like matte or do you like shimmer or both? Are
you
not
know,
sure?
I just started to play with mattes a little bit. I got like a Smashbox sample, and I tried other mattes. And they were pretty neat, but I'm not decided either way yet.
Okay, so I have two suggestions for you. So either the Naked 2 palette, I know it's the Urban Decay Naked 2 palette is one of the most famous eyeshadow palettes, but it's famous for a reason. It's really fun to play with. That's a mix of the mattes and the shimmers, or the It Cosmetics Naturally Pretty palette.
Okay.
That one's all matte. So that one's really nice for people that are beginners because they blend so easily and seamlessly together. And also you don't have to worry about, like, I'm not sure how old you are, but as you get older, you know,
I'm your age.
The shimmers. Oh, okay. Well, with me even, some of the shimmers are kind of overblown. They don't, you know, it's not always wearable with the shimmers. So those mattes are really nice to play with, and it really gives just a beautiful, seamless look. But I would definitely recommend either one of those. I think would be amazing for you.
Okay. I didn't want to go out and make the investment into the Naked one because in Canada, we can only get it in Sephora. Like Urban Decay does not ship to Canada, and it's like $64 here.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, check out the It Cosmetics and see if you can get that cheaper. The It Cosmetics Naturally Pretty, because that's amazing.
Okay. Okay.
And they
well, thank you very
TV
much.
A lot too. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so
it
much
nice
for
to
calling.
Talk to you.
Okay. Thanks.
I'll see you in the comments.
Absolutely. Bye.
Okay.
Hi.
Bye.
Thanks so much for calling. Yes, I'm a big fan of the Naked palettes. I did invest in Naked 3 for my birthday. I was very pleased about that.
Wonderful. That's a good one. All the pinkies.
Wow.
It was a good one. And yesterday, I did invest also in the Too Faced Chocolate Bar palette. Very happy about that.
That sounds delicious.
It smells
so
good.
Jealous. I walk into Sephora and I smell it and then I put it back because I don't need it and everybody's reviewed it, so I'm not going to mess with it because it's just there's no point in me getting it except for the indulgence of that smell. It smells like chocolate.
I totally smelled it also when I went into Sephora every time, and then yesterday I was like, you know what, I'm just going to buy it. And I'm wearing it today. I'm very excited about it. Well, we had another call, but they dropped off.
Oh, that's really too bad.
Oh, they're back. See,
they
I have
back.
A delay on my thing, and it's not good. Anyway, area code 323, you're on the air with Jen. Hello?
You're on the air.
Silence.
Oh, no.
Area code 323, can you hear us? Oh, they're gone. There's no... There's those are sounds that Derek is playing. I don't know. Maybe they're having trouble with their phone.
I don't know. They're trying again now. They're back.
Oh, they're trying again. All right.
Let's take a look.
Area code 323. We're trying again. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Great.
Who is this?
Yeah, sorry. The signal, I guess, is kind of off.
Oh.
Hey, who is this?
It's Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hey, Jocelyn.
Yes.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm also LaSherry Joe on YouTube.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Jocelyn and I did a collaboration a while back.
Yeah. It's kind of.
Awesome. What is your channel again?
It's LaSherry Joe, LaSherryJo.
Okay. Awesome. Are you in the chat room? Because you
yeah.
can type. The chat room too. Just type it in for our listeners so they can subscribe to your channel as well.
Okay. Got it.
So what do you got
yeah,
going on
great.
Tonight?
She's great. She's fantastic. She's such a sweetheart.
Aww. Well, thanks so much for calling. Did you have a question for Jen? You guys just want to like catch up.
Should we just like...
Yeah, I think I would like to ask her something. Okay, if you were given the opportunity to create, like, any makeup item, like an eyeshadow palette or maybe lipsticks, what would you like to do?
Oh, wow. Is it something that has to exist already?
Okay, no, it can be something totally random.
Okay, inventing a new product. Okay, let's see. I would create a mascara. Actually does what it says it's going to do as far as creating that fake lash look, because everyone I've ever tried, either it looks like it makes your lashes look like spiders going in random leg directions, or it's clumped, or it doesn't work at all. So I think I would invent one that would actually work. Or I would make an eyeshadow palette that was usable, and making sure that it was usable just using that palette. So I think a lot of palettes sometimes if they're either missing a transition shade or they're missing a lid color or they just don't have everything in it that you need. You always have to reach for something else. So I would love to design an eyeshadow palette too.
Right, yeah. That's good. I think I would too.
I agree, because mascaras can be like really good or really terrible.
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
And the worst ones are the ones that do nothing. Derek, you don't know. You got to get on the board here with the mascara. Come on, it'll make your eyes just pop.
I know, right?
Derek's
some guys do that
Derek's
too, right?
Got really long eyelashes too. I'm
so
totally jealous.
Yeah, I really do. It's true story.
It's
yeah.
not right.
No, it's yeah.
It's not. It's not fair. It's not right. I don't know why.
Yeah.
All you need is some like Dior show on there, and you got
What's
like
this?
Crazy the mascara. You
okay.
know. You put the baby dolls
yes.
on there.
Baby dolls.
Yes. Nice. Yeah.
Maybe you can show me later. I don't know.
Can we make it up there?
Hey, I'd be game for it. I don't know what's going on.
We should put that on our YouTube channel.
That we're
like...
Maybe a Vine, because it'll be really short.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could. Maybe it should be a Vine.
No, you got to go all out. Kata's Derek's makeup.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
That would be awesome.
By Kay.
You can use my, like, you know, Clinique blush and my, like, you can...
Oh, nice.
I'll even put the Naked 3 palette on you.
Naked? What's this, Naked again?
Yeah. Naked 3. There's three of them. There's a Naked, and there's a Naked 2 and Naked 3.
Let's get naked.
Did you get that especially for this show, that sound effect?
That's been on the board. We just haven't used it.
Oh, you're just waiting for an opportunity?
Just waiting, yeah.
You forgot about the Naked Basics.
Oh, yeah, Naked Basics. That's
okay.
Right.
All right.
Let's
It's not cheap either.
No.
They raised the price. I was
but totally with... worth it. I mean, I'd rather buy an expensive eyeshadow palette that actually works than buy five cheap ones that do nothing or that I have to fight with.
That's true. You'll never have to replace it. Well, I mean, eventually, but, you know, not for a long time, right?
Not for a long
Derek?
Time.
I wouldn't know because I'm a lifelong vegetarian.
That's what?
No, I don't wear makeup.
Anyway, I say we had Sarah on the line, but she totally dropped off. I'm upset now.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah.
Do you think
she? I'm sure she had something good to say about makeup because she knows her stuff too.
Sarah's also a makeup hero.
I sent a text, told her to call back, but
oh, awesome.
Not sure.
Well, you know, we'll find out. Maybe in a little while, maybe she'll call back. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Thanks,
did
Jocelyn.
Did Jocelyn leave?
No, I think she's still in the chat room, but she's typing.
But she's just listening, maybe.
She's typing. I put her on the hold.
All right.
The hold. So what is actually your favorite product that you've ever, that you love and would never, like, stop using?
Oh, my goodness. That's really hard. And probably my Naked Tea Color, honestly. Like, that's like, a staple. Like, if my house was on fire and I could only grab one makeup product, I would grab the Naked Tea Color. Like, that. It's like, I have to have it. You know what? Honestly, that's not true because I can repurchase that. If I had to grab something, I would grab my Kat Von D spellbinding. What is it? It's a Book of Shadows. Book of Shadows because it was limited edition. You can't get it anymore, and it's amazing.
Ah, is it neutrals or is it like colors?
It's colors. It's colors. And, oh, so fun to play with. So fun.
Oh, I love eyeshadows. Eyeshadows is one of the most fun things ever.
Oh, absolutely. Well, because there's so much art in it. It's like painting. So, you know, with eyeliner, there's only so much you can do. You know, you can do a little wing to make it thinner, thicker, but eyeshadow, there's just limitless possibilities.
Absolutely. Well, we have another call online for you. Well, maybe it's for you. It's for us and it's for you.
For everyone.
Okay.
Sarah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
how
Sarah.
Are you?
How are you guys?
Oh, it's great. It's good. Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to say hi to Jen, too. I'm pretty sick, so I...
That's
why...
Hi, I hope you feel
better really...
soon.
Oh, what? Thank you. Hello. Jen, I am quite a makeup person myself, but I don't do the YouTube thing. But anyway, I was wondering, I've been using the Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencil. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. I'm very familiar.
Yeah. So I was looking for an eyeliner, eye pencil, more because I really don't know how to use liquid liner, but something that truly does not smudge by the end of the day. So, you know, like, so does that even
Are you attached to the pencil form, or can I convert you, or are you attached to the pencil?
I know. I've heard liquid is the way to go. I'm just terrified that I'm going to make this messy, messy line on my top lash.
The top lash, the problem with the pencils is they smudge, like you're saying. And I think that's part of the reason why some people use them specifically is because they smudge so easily because they're so soft. The liquid ones are very different than they used to be. They used to be almost like a paintbrush. Now they're like a marker. And it makes it a lot easier to apply because they're a very fine, almost like a Sharpie point. And they're amazing. They're so easy to use, and they will not smudge on you. I have a couple of inexpensive recommendations for you. If you can find it.
No problem spending money. It's just I want to get the
money.
Okay, the one a one.
Don't spend the money. It's not worth it. There isn't as much difference as you would need to in order to spend the extra money. There's some really good high-end ones, but I don't think they're any better than the drugstore ones, to be completely honest.
Okay, cool.
The one that's my absolute favorite is by Jessie's Girl. They only sell it at Rite Aid, and it's not even at all Rite Aid.
Wow.
You can
really?
Buy it online at jessiesgirl.com, and it's the one that there's a YouTube person named Julie Chi that's affiliated with them. But that one is amazing. I think it's like maybe $10, something like that. One that's a little more accessible is the Maybelline Master Precise. That one is amazing. The only reason why I like the Jessie's Girl better is because that one, when I do my little wing, and I sometimes I'll itch the side of my eye and my wing goes away. So I'm like flying sideways because I've got one wing and the other one's gone because I wiped it off. So
can you say it again? Maybelline what? Maybelline what?
Master Precise.
Master Precise.
Maybelline
okay.
Master Precise. That one's amazing. That one's really good. And then if you want something, well, I won't even go there because you say you don't care about price. But those would be my two recommendations. If you can find the Jessie's
awesome.
Girl, get that one. If not, the Maybelline is just a tad not as much my favorite. But Maybelline one's great, too.
Sarah,
now,
I'll take
you
the Friday.
When you put...
Yeah, sorry. They don't sell it at Walgreens or else I would have said Walgreens, but they don't.
I love Walgreens.
I'm sorry, I'm, like, super sick here, but when you put your eyeliner on, do you, like, put it, you know, like, literally on the underlid, or do you tend to put yours as well right through the lashes? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I put it as close to my lash line as possible. And I try to make it as thin as possible at first and then build it up from the center to the outer corner. So you want to make it as thin as possible and then, you know, kind of make it bigger as you like. But staying close to the lash line, not in your lash line, but very close to your lash line.
Yeah. Now, do you happen to know if Maybelline Master Precise makes brown, not just black? Because I've got, like,
they may not.
Okay.
They may
do
not.
Do any of them make brown versus black? I tend to like to I either use brown or gray.
Try the Stila one for brown. Stila.
Oh,
that one's going to be a little more expensive, but try it. And
what
see what
it
you
called?
Think of that one. Stila. Stila.
Oh, yeah, Stila. And what's it called? The Stila.
I don't know the official name, but they only have one pen liner. It's all, they just have like a line of colors.
Awesome.
But honestly,
awesome.
I can't remember what the full
That's
name
cool.
of it is.
That's cool. I'll look it up. Oh, Stila Stay All Day Waterproof or Stila Sparkle
yep.
Waterproof?
She's on
one
the search.
Just Stay All Day.
she's on the Google. Are you on the Google right now?
Oh, yeah.
She's on it.
But did you say the first one was Jessie's Girl, like is in the song
Jessie's
from the
Girl.
80s?
Yeah. Yes, exactly like the song.
Okay, exactly. All right, cool.
Sarah,
I won't
take
sing it for you. You don't want to hear me sing.
Oh, Kay will sing it.
Sarah's a great singer, too.
I'm not today.
Oh, yeah?
But
yes. Sarah's an awesome singer, except maybe, are you sick today?
I'm so sick. I have bronchitis, I think.
Well, I guess I won't be taking you to Rite Aid anytime soon, then.
No. I have to get better by the Duraflay Requiem. I have to.
Right. You want to give a plug to the listeners for your Duraflay Requiem?
Oh, God.
Which I'll be attending.
June 7th with orchestra with Cambridge Chamber Singers right outside Harvard Square. 8
You'll
PM.
Be fine.
And you can look it up, cambridgemadrigals.org. I've still got 2 weeks to get my shit together. So.
You'll be fine by then.
Yeah.
You'll be fine by then. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah,
I'll be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to come to the Meltdown Incentive on June 11th.
I'll be in Odyssey Opera. I can't come to that.
Sarah, I got both of those things on my calendar.
I'm so upset.
Derek, DK. But I know Kate. I know K Baby Cakes is going to try to come to Duraflay. So.
Yeah, I'll be at Duraflay.
Anyway, this is Jen's moment. I'm going to let you get back. But Jen, thank you so much for
That's
your
okay.
advice.
I don't mind.
Thanks for calling in, Sarah.
Sarah, I hope you feel better.
I feel better.
Hope you feel better soon.
Thanks, dude. That was so helpful. I'm going to definitely check out a few of those brands.
Oh, I'm so glad. I wish you luck. And send me a message on YouTube if you're having any trouble, okay? I know
awesome.
You don't do YouTube, but you just, you know. Well, I have a Facebook, too. It's Jen Loves Reviews. If you do Facebook, send me a message on Facebook. I'll help you.
Okay, this is my first foray into liquid liner, so this should be interesting.
You can do
it's
it.
It's not as scary as you think. It's not as scary as you
awesome.
Think, I promise.
Okay,
I'll give it a try. All right. That's Sarah using liquid liner.
It's pretty good.
I like liquid liner. It's good.
Yeah. Well, it used to be really difficult to apply because it was a little brush.
Yeah, I like that brush.
It was so hard to get that straight line, but now with the pen format, it's super easy.
I like the little brush. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I'm good at it. That's like the only makeup.
Oh, that's awesome. You're talented.
Yeah, that's the only makeup thing I'm good at. Otherwise, like, I'm not good at, like, putting on the eyeshadow, like, doing the whole crease business. I'm bad at that. I'm bad.
No
but
way.
Terrible at it, but I'm getting.
You have just to
better.
Practice more.
I got to practice more. Maybe.
Practice makes perfect.
Practice makeup in the mirror. And then I'll take it off of my wife.
You can practice on me if you want.
Can I?
It's different, though, right?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if that'd be a good radio bit or not.
I don't think it would be a very good radio bit.
We could
be
good.
Great
we can put
YouTube
pictures,
bit.
Pictures up on the show notes and stuff.
Like instantly?
No, not instantly. Well, yeah, we could.
We'd have to do like a live stream bit.
Instagram.
Instagram.
There we go.
On Instagram.
There you go.
Jackson. That's a song, apparently. Okay. Anyway. All right. Jen, thank you so much for talking to us. We would love to talk to you the whole show, but we only have a little bit of time
left. That's true.
Wow.
Oh,
that's okay. I'll let you go. Thanks for inviting me on the show. I had a great time. This was so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for
chatting
with us.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
We'd love to have you on some other time.
Yeah, let us know you got something big coming up.
Yeah,
just let us
definitely.
Know.
Definitely. I will. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you all soon.
No problem. Have a great week. Memorial Day.
Take care. Right.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was Jen. We have 10 minutes left.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it Turbo Weird News again?
Are we doing the combination Weird News and Hot Topics?
Sure, why not?
Is that what's going to happen?
Is that right now?
Or do we take a break?
I think we'll just do the combination.
We just got to get right into it. You want to do the back and forth thing again?
Yeah, let's do the back and forth thing. Whatever.
I hope the guys are okay in the chat room.
They're fine.
And everyone else who's listening live.
They're big boys. All right.
But, you know, those subscription boxes could be good for the guys, too.
I'm going to turn off my
what's this?
Phone in the chat, in the screening room. That's Inside Baseball. I even know why I'm talking about that.
Okay, let's take that up. Okay, we're okay. So you want me to do my weird news and we'll do hot topics? We'll go back and forth?
Yeah, let's do that.
Something like this?
Did we just agree on that? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, let's do that.
All right, this is very good. We'll press this button then.
I got Derek's weird news.
Nice. This first story comes to us from New York City. This story comes to us from a loyal listener, I hope, Julie. A man that stole a bread truck made some deliveries. Driving around New York City, in a bread truck, he began delivering loaves of savory baked goods, baguettes, and whole wheat rolls to many different customers, quote-unquote customers. He was just, like, basically throwing bread at people. He dropped off a lot of loaves of bread. About $5,000 worth of bread was delivered and stole, I guess you would say. It's a bizarre incident, but nothing happened to the truck. No one was hurt. There were no damages. They got their truck back, but the guy is being taken to hospital for evaluation and charged with criminal possession of stolen goods and driving without a license. And that's what's happening in New York City.
Wow.
I imagine
why
him.
Why bread?
I don't know, but I just imagine him driving around.
Throwing loaves out the window?
Throwing the loaves of baguettes. Just with this, you know?
Yeah, because this is the baguette song.
This is the baguette song, as we learned quite a while ago.
I forgot about that.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's where this whole bit came from.
That's right. Yeah, that's where we totally got it from.
It's the baguette song. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of bread to be thrown away, $5,000 worth.
That's a lot of bread in both ways of the
word. Was it like nice bread or like, I mean, it had to be. $5,000? You can't
it's not cheap.
How much is each baguette? Like $4?
I'm not sure, but they said that they were able to.
That's a big truck too, filled with $5,000 worth of bread.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Is that so? That's what a bread truck would have, $5,000 worth of bread.
Where the hell do you put all the baguettes?
I don't know.
Are they in like boxes or are they in like milk crates? What's
the deal? I'm starving
for
a baguette now.
You want a baguette?
Yeah. Thanks.
I don't really.
Starving for that.
Okay, here's my thing about baguette bread, okay? French
mm-hmm.
bread.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you get a sandwich made with French bread.
Oh, it hurts.
It hurts to eat.
You can't. Yeah. Because it's so.
It's like demolishing your.
Yeah, the roof of the mouth. Yeah, you can. I've gotten some serious injuries. I got some serious injuries from that. Yeah, it hurts.
Me too. So this is my question. Why do we continue to eat this bread? Dangerous cut, like knife bread.
Knife bread. I do like it with like some cheese. Just to,
I like it with some oil.
No, oil's great too. Yeah, absolutely. That's good.
The baguette bread.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. The baguette song.
The baguette song. Okay. It's time for Hot Topics.
Is it?
Do you want me to press the thing?
Oh,
you got it there?
I got it.
Okay. Nice.
The only thing I have really, because I had the game of the month, which I guess we're not playing because there's no time.
Will that save? Yes. Will we have that?
That will definitely save. It's not time
Tupperware.
Sensitive, whatever.
Okay,
it goes
good.
In Tupperware.
Good.
Today is National Missing Children's Day and National Tap Dance Day for some reason.
National Tap Dance Day?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I can do a time step.
What's this mean?
A dance.
What's this?
Tap dance move.
Will you show me later?
Maybe after the show.
Okay.
Okay. That's. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey! Oh, okay.
I meant to play this.
Whoa!
Hot topic! That's all I got.
Oh, that's your closer. Okay,
yeah,
very well.
Hot topic. What else is on the weird news?
Very good. Well, I got some more weird news.
Nice.
This one comes to us from Oregon. Oregon. Man playing a violin at a courthouse is jailed. A naked man playing in front of a downtown Portland courthouse on the day that comes before Sunday refused to get into a squad car where he had been carried by police. Police say they aren't sure of the man's identity. He told them his name was Matthew T. McGill. I don't know what that is. He's 25 years old.
Okay.
The brand of the violin is unknown. I'm not sure why that would be a detail. He was jailed under the Portland City Code for indecent exposure, of course.
Right.
Police say that they warned him numerous times of the lack of attire, but he refused to get dressed and leave the public view. And he's locked up, and that's what's happening in Portland, Oregon. All right, I don't need this one anymore.
Interesting. Throw that away.
So, yeah, a naked guy playing the violin. That's crazy, right?
A little bit.
That's something you don't see every day.
Definitely not.
Hey, he wasn't even, you know what?
What? Was he good?
He wasn't even wearing a G-string.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. You know what? You are hitting it hard this week with the joke.
That's what she said.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Very hard. I'm trying here. I mean, it is a comedy show.
It is a comedy show.
Yes.
What else you got?
Is this me now?
We got three. Yeah, because I got nothing. I just had the game of the month.
Oh,
that was it.
Okay. All right.
Nubbin.
All right. You know what? This is a couple of quick. Let's do. Just a couple of quick stories here. You want to hear about? Oh, yeah. Okay. This one is. This one's almost too short to even read. I don't know. Oh, Washington State. Here we have a pantless driver that says his.
Yes.
Manzillion is irritating his skin. Instead of Brazilian.
Like a Brazilian?
A manzillion.
Why would he get that?
I guess that's a thing.
Is that a thing? You know what? That stops the story because now we have to discuss what the hell a manzillion is.
We'll talk about this. A 24-year-old told Washington State Trooper that he wasn't wearing any pants because he recently received the body wax. After his manzillion, or Brazilian hair removal for men, he said his jeans were irritating him so much that he was driving in his underwear. Eyewitnesses said that they saw him exposing himself on Wednesday, and he was arrested with suspicion of indecent exposure. And that's what's happening in Washington.
Is the manzillion, like, removing hair from your, like, butt and taint area?
Oh, wow.
Or is it, like, a whole, like, all of the hair, like...
Yeah, I'm not a manscaping like expert here.
This might be a question for the Google. Man,
okay, you're gonna put that in the right zillion. In the Google. How about the chat room? Chat room, anyone chime in on any of that?
I just put it on the Google.
Oops, I meant to chime.
There is a manzillion.com. I am logging.
Oh, don't
in
go to that. Oh, okay.
I'm logging in. Ted D. Bear, a complete affordable body waxing. Ted D. Bear.
I get
Bear.
It. Ted D. Bear. Yeah.
What's a manzillion? Commonly referred to as boyzillion, a manzillion is the removal of hair from a man's crotch. Among members of certain, I don't know that word, it is known as a Japanese sea monster that breathes fire. I mean, what hair is removed?
All of it?
I'm
guessing it's above your twigs and berries.
Oh, here it is. Will it be completely hairless, like 100% hairless, after you wax them? Nope. Waxing is very rarely perfect the first time. You will be pretty gosh darn hairless as a 99% hairless. There are three phases of hair growth, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, there's your...
These are details.
A lot more than we want to even discuss at this point.
Really?
And we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we are almost
so
out of
I'm going to save some of these stories anyways. That is the weird news
okay.
for this week.
Very good. Oh. That didn't go very far.
It didn't really go very far in a few different ways, but I'll save some of the stories. I know we didn't get to the guy smoking pot in the car, but
okay.
I'm sure that will keep And, yeah, the weird news is, you know, if you hear it a week later, it's still funny to us.
Yeah, it's good.
So we'll keep some of those stories for next week.
I'm hoping next week to get some people in studio.
Oh, peeps.
Namely, the Renaissance men, hopefully, if I can get all of them in studio.
Kay?
Including James Dargan.
That would be great.
Because I know they have something to plug.
Oh, they do?
I think
okay.
They would like to come on the show.
They like to plug. Yeah, go for it. That's good stuff. Oh, my gosh. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
It was good times.
It was fun.
See you next week.
See you next
week. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.